So this is Ask an Angry. I'm Riv, he's John, and we are going to talk about some crazy news, current events, and crazy shit going on. You know, we just talked about Skype and its constant updates. I don't know if you still have, I doubt you do, I doubt you bother with one if you have it. Do you still have an Xbox 360 that you actually have any regular use for, or no?
I do have it connected to a TV. The last time I did use it, though, was just to finally transfer over my game saves.
They actually had a firmware update a little while back, like about maybe a week or two ago, which is surprising because it's the first firmware update they've had in like a couple years or something.
That's like, yeah, that is surprising, actually.
Yeah.
Who's using it at this point for regular gameplay?
For regular gameplay, it's just sort of, you know, I have my PS4 in my room, my personal room. I'm not going to have that down in the living room, even though, you know, it's my house. I don't want the PS4 down in the living room. For whatever reason, I'd rather have it in my bedroom. You know, so I have my 360 set up down there so I could get to Hulu and so I could get to Netflix. And, well, I don't need it for Netflix because the Comcast box will do Netflix, but it won't do Hulu for whatever fucking ungodly reason.
Well, because it's their competition, so they don't want to provide that to you. It's just funny because, I've been watching the E3 coverage all day, and all these reporters are talking about how basically it's like the end of the Xbox One life cycle pretty much next year. And I'm like, that's crazy that, you know, they're already talking about new consoles.
Yeah, it
used to be like
10
years. It used to be like every 10 years you'd get a new console. Now it's like, every four?
It's cell phones. It's going to get to the point where we see one every 2 years. You know, it's going to be like your standard upgrade time where it's just as bad as computers or anything else. Which, if that were the case, if you're going to upgrade that often, you might as well just fucking get a PC that can run everything, because you don't have to worry about backwards compatibility this and all this other bullshit. And at this point, I mean, are we really upgrading our shit that much that we need a new system?
I mean, I did update both. I went with a PS4 Pro and a Xbox One X.
Yeah.
So I did those upgrades, but now I feel like an asshole. They're like the whole point of me getting the Xbox One X was because they basically made it sound like it was going to be this console that was going to be like the thing for like the next 10 years, based off of all the shit was thrown at it. And now they're talking about a new console. I'm like,
well, I mean, here's an example though. Look, most of my games that I have on my PS4 are Telltale games, which all ran on the previous generation anyway. You know, they got slightly upgraded on the PS4 and the Xbox One. Then I've got a couple fighting games, okay, cool, like Injustice, Tekken 7. But then I have, like, not just Injustice 2, I have Injustice 1, which was on the previous generation. I have Final Fantasy 10 and 10-2, which were on PS2. Like, a lot of the games that I have for this state of consoles are, like, upgraded versions, souped-up versions of games that I already played. And they keep doing that. Like, when they come out with, like, a PS5, they'll come out with, you know, a bunch of PS4 games, and they'll say PS5 on the box, and it'll be slightly upgraded, but it won't really be that big of a fucking difference. It's just basically to get you to, spend more money on the same game over, in a lot of cases.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I only upgraded because I have 4K TVs now. Yeah. So for me, it was like, all right, well, you know, the consoles that I had, I noticed, especially with the last the WWE 2K18, it was glitchy as fuck. It, like, there was so much slowdown when you played it on a standard PS4 that it became unplayable if you were playing like the Royal Rumble or the 8-man matches. Like, the game would literally be unplayable. So when it was like that, I was like, fuck it. Like, it was Black Friday, I grabbed it like around like $100 off. So after that, I was like, okay, then the Xbox One X came out, and I got that day one because I'm a fucking asshole. And yeah, you know what? I have to say, like, at this point, I think they're doing like these little mini upgrades. But if they're going to do the mini upgrades, don't go and announce a new console the year after you put that out. It's kind of like
there should be like a trade-in program where you get a significant amount more credit, you know, when they do that shit. You know, if you trade it towards or whatever. Because it's just, you know, that's the reason I got away from consoles for the most part. And the only reason I got a PS4 is because when they announced Injustice 2, they had done so bad with the PC version of Mortal Kombat that I didn't want to risk NetherRealm doing the same, you know, shit job on Injustice 2. So I'm like, fuck it, I'll just go ahead and get it on PS4. I'll get a PS4 and I'll play it on there. You know, and then you know, I'm like, okay, well, then I have a PS4. I don't want to just have one game, so let me pick up, like, you know, the Fractured Butthole and some of these other games, which I could have gotten on PC easily and not had a problem. Like, any of these games I could have gotten on PC. But I opted to, you know, well, fuck it. I'll go ahead and get a console. You know, I'll hook it up. It's got Netflix. It's got Blu-ray. It's got Hulu. It's got all that shit. Even though I don't like running Blu-rays through... I don't like running DVDs or Blu... I've never liked running movies through my consoles, just because I've always been paranoid of it killing the laser lens that much faster.
I mean, the thing is, when you run a game off of the consoles now, it's pretty much downloaded directly to the hard drive, and it just uses the CD as a key.
Yeah.
So you're really not running the laser that often when you play a game on the machine. So really the only time you will run the laser is if you're watching a Blu-ray.
Yeah, but I don't like to risk that, because my PS... During the PS3 generation, I had a PS3 die on me just for playing a fucking Blu-ray.
That's funny. I have a launch PS3 that still works perfectly.
Yeah, you know, I'm the reverse of everybody else. Like, everybody else had, like, really good PS3 experiences. My Xbox 360 that's downstairs is one of those original run white Red Ring of Death Xbox 360s, and it's still going on really strong.
Yeah, I had two Red Ring 360s. One I was able to get through warranty fixed, and then the other one I had to pay cash out of my pocket to buy a new one. So, which is great when you have an entire library of games dedicated for one system. It's like you're almost obligated to go get a new system when that happens, because it's like, well, then I can't play any of these games. So, what, you know, it's just,
you know what? What I'm really tired of, though, is the whole duopoly kind of thing that we're dealing with everything. Like, you know, you're either Xbox or you're PS4. You're either Android or you're iPhone. You know, it's just, and it's weird because the whole world is getting that. And it's very, like,
it's like a sport. It becomes like a sports team thing too. The rival, like, if you ever really go on like IGN or any of the video game messaging boards, anytime like someone like dumps on about PC being so much better, like it's like a swarm of people just get angry. It's like, shut the fuck up! Your PC costs $8,000 because it's blah, 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 which is true.
Yeah, but you know what? This is the reason I've always sort of advocated for PC over consoles. One, I have a gaming laptop, which I could bring anywhere, alright? That makes my life a million fucking times easier, to be honest. Because I don't always want to be home. I want to be able to go on trips, or I want to be able to go, like, there's a video game bar that I go to and you know, hook up over there with the system. Things like that. I like having the portability of that in a computer. But then, you know, even if I had a desktop PC, you know, I use computers for more than just gaming, and I feel like I can justify that upgrade a little more than I can, you know, buying a system that I'm going to have to replace in 2.5 years now, you know, which seems to be the fucking average, it feels like, you know,
where
we're headed. You know, and the other thing about it is, and this is the funny thing about it, you would think, this is the weird fucking lack of logic behind it. Sony and Microsoft do not turn profits on their hardware.
No, absolutely not.
They actually take a loss for every system they sell. So you would think if a company takes a loss for every system they sell, they'd want to let the system live for as long as humanly fucking possible. You would think.
You would think so, yeah.
I don't get why we're even doing it. But you know, what I was saying was that society is getting really immature about it, because it's like, you know how many people I've told, like, got a PS4 who are, like, Xbox people who, like, get annoyed about that? They're like, oh, well, I have Xbox. And it's not just that they have... They're, like, annoyed that I don't have the same system as them. Because I can't play games with them or whatever. But, you know, you deal with that to an extent with your phones. Is, like, today, you know, I had a weird... you know, Jules had a weird thing where her phone's network settings went crazy. So it would not let her receive texts from Android users. Like, her iMessage fucked up or something.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. But, you know, I've heard of that before, because, you know, my friend Curtis has had that too, and a couple other people had that. But it's so weird, like, the, you know, and you know, it didn't affect her with other iPhone users. So, it, you know, if you were somebody, you know, going iMessage to iMessage, it worked just fine. So, but, you know, it's so weird that we're in this sort of very... black and white society now, and that appeals, you know, to politics too. You're either on one side or the other, and, you know, God forbid you're on the opposite side, because the people on the opposite side of you will not talk to you, or they'll lecture you, or they'll beat you over the head with their fucking, you know, moralities or whatever. And, you know, it's just very difficult, because I'm to the point, I just don't give a fuck. I just do what I do, and I keep going.
Right.
And a lot of people aren't wired that way, which, you know, everybody takes shit way too seriously.
Oh, that's the truth.
So
it's just bad, because it doesn't make any sense, and I mean, especially now that if you're really been paying attention, mm-hmm. Both PlayStation and Xbox have like a streaming game service.
Mm-hmm.
So I think eventually that's going to be how gaming is going to go. It's basically going to become like a Netflix, where you just pick a game from a stream and that's how you'll play. Like, you won't even need these powerful consoles. Like, you'll basically get, like, a smaller box that's capable of streaming in 4K, and that'll be it. Like, you won't need anything else after that.
Yeah. I guess, you know, we'll get this one out of the way, too. I didn't see it personally, but I keep hearing that CM Punk had his second UFC fight. And
Yeah.
And he only got $3,000.
It was a rough... Really? I heard $500,000.
Really? I heard $3,000.
Huh. Well, either way, I don't know. That doesn't make sense. That seems really low, even for UFC.
Was it worse or better than the first showing?
It was better. I mean, it still wasn't. It wasn't on UFC level, but it was better. He looked more confident. He looked like he came out more on offense this time, instead of waiting for the other guy to throw punches at him.
Mm-hmm.
This time he came out swinging, and he blew himself up probably. And right after the first round, as soon as the second round started,
he was out of gas. He's like, not a young guy. You know, everybody said that before he went in, that this was going to be not a good idea for him.
He looked really sloppy. I'm sure all the weight he dropped hasn't helped, because he didn't look healthy. Like, he was the kind of skinny where it's like a guy that tall being that thin. Even if you look a little bit more muscular, it can't be healthy, because it's just like your body needs something to consume.
Yeah.
So I don't know. He probably weighed like 140 to 150 pounds.
Do you think by rule of threes, he's going to hang himself? He's going to kill himself now that we're, you know,
maybe if AJ leaves him, that'll happen. But until then,
she's probably doing the ass to ass to pay the fucking rent at this point for them mm-hmm. both.
She's got her book deal. I'm sure they'll be fine for a little bit. Plus, he made a ton of money on merch with the WWE. So I wouldn't be surprised if he's
you don't
set
think he's squandered
for
it by
a
now?
While. Plus, no, I don't think so. Even with the lawsuit, he's probably okay. And so, on top of that, he works for Marvel Comics still. So, you know, he gets whatever minimal pay they give him. So he's doing things. I don't think we'll ever see him in UFC again. And I'm pretty confident in saying we'll never see him wrestle again. Though,
Did you hear that now Comcast, in the bid to be the most hated company on the entire fucking planet, it made a bid for Fox, so now the Disney merger is in jeopardy?
I have, but here's the thing. So everyone's kind of glossing over the fact that because of a stipulation in the original contract with Fox, essentially if Fox ceases to exist,
mm-hmm.
the Marvel rights would need permission to be transferred to another owner. So essentially, Disney's never going to give them that permission, and therefore Disney will take the rights back for at least the Marvel stuff, regardless of what happens. So it doesn't affect I know everyone's main concern here is the Marvel deal, and them getting X-Men and all that shit back. And it's going to happen. It might take longer to get there, but it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's more the other stuff that I think Disney was looking for with them, and that the library, especially that Disney's starting a streaming service next year, you know, they wanted a massive library of content, and Fox is a pretty massive library to start with. So, you know, it would have been worth it for that alone for them. And I've heard that they're already talking about countering, so I wouldn't be surprised if Disney ends up getting it, just costing them a little bit more out of pocket.
Yeah, you know, what was I going to tell you about that?
Besides that, it's they're actually putting it to a stockholder vote. which I think is in July. So the stockholders will vote on whether they go with Comcast or with
This is the reason Disney. That I'm sort of worried about, you know, Marvel not getting X-Men rights back. It's because what do they really have for another phase if they don't get X-Men rights back other than sequels? Because now I'm hearing that they're
putting... Honestly, I think it's more important for them to get the Fantastic Four rights back than X-Men.
Yeah, well, that's
I think there's more villains and more bigger characters like Silver Doom, Surfer Galactus. And stuff. Yeah, there's more important characters that I would go with as far as
I want to see the Fantastic Four interact deal. With the Guardians. That's also part of it.
Yeah,
but here's my issue with it too is that, you know, from what I'm hearing, what they're planning for the next phase just doesn't sound appealing to me. Like, I already am on the fence about Captain Marvel. Right.
Oh, you talking about the what was the fuck, the Infinites, or what the fuck was it called?
Yeah, but Inhumans?
No, it's like another version of Inhumans. What were they called? It's basically like New Gods, but it's not like New Gods because New Gods DC.
Yeah.
But what the fuck was it?
Like, for example, they're looking at, oh, we're going to give Miss Marvel a movie. Not Captain Marvel, Carol Danvers, but, you know, Kamala Khan, you know, little chunky meatball. I mean, I'm sorry. The character just has never had appeal to me. It's not about the character being a Muslim or anything like that. It's just, what a boring fuck character, you know? Like, who wants to see that? Like, is there anybody?
I'm not even familiar enough beyond like that. It's basically a Muslim knockoff of Captain Marvel.
That's what I mean. That's what everybody saw, and that comic sells horribly.
It's the Eternals. The Eternals is what I was thinking of.
I just don't see it doing well. You know, I really don't. Anyway, so we'll go to. A couple more, major topics. We had those suicides come up.
Anthony Bourdain and Kate Spade.
Yeah, that was just really weird. Like the timing. Like usually, you know, you get celebrity deaths, but these are like celebrity suicides.
Depression affects everybody, regardless of how much money they have.
Yeah, you're hearing a lot of that. But you know what? I saw a lot of posts like that make good points that, you know, a lot of those depression affects everybody. People will not even like talk to people they know in real life who are going through a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, it's the whole, oh, well, I'll make a little sad Facebook post about, you know, celebrity death and how everyone goes through a hard time. But I know people who are going through a hard time and I'm not going to, you know, do anything to help them.
Oh, it's the truth.
You know?
That's absolutely the truth.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's the whole, you know, put a ribbon on your picture kind of thing.
Let's look at the situation here. So Anthony Bourdain was like fucking beloved within the food and restaurant community. Like he was like one of those guys that like transcended that and kind of become like this mainstream figure.
And you
see all these people talking about like these experiences they had with him, and fucking Obama was talking about like all this, and like he had like a drinking problem and all this other shit that was well known about his past, and it seems like from what I was reading, it seems like his relationship was kind of the thing that was keeping him like really solid, and there may have been some kind of issue that happened either a breakup situation, and he just went off the rails after that because he felt like he didn't have a reason to live anymore or something, and that was that.
I think the Robin Williams one was probably like as far as celebrities,
that was the most shocking and kind of sad. Absolutely,
And I just, that sort of blew my mind about it. But yeah, I don't know. It is just a really sad sort of, you know, thing when I don't know. You know, I can't make fun of depression. I can't make fun of depression because I've dealt with it. I've had it personally.
We've all dealt with depression.
I deal with it. And I mean, you know, it does run in my family. Like my dad's side of the family, it's rampant on my father's side of the family. You know, and it's just it is a tragedy, and it does affect people, even famous people. But you know, when people sit there and they say, "Oh, I'm gonna make a post about it," you know, well, don't just make a post about it. You know, believe me, you know people who are going through a fucking hard time. Be there for them instead of be a fucking distant asshole like a lot of people are these days. Like, everybody's very out of sight, out of mind. Like, I'll tell you the truth. You know, 97% of the people that I know in my life, I don't hear from them unless they want something or need something. I have maybe like 2 people that I, you know, interact with on a consistent basis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and one of them, you know, is Jules, who I'm romantically involved with. And then, you know, my best friend is around once in a while, Curtis, when, you know, but not always, you know?
Yeah, yeah, no, I get it. I totally get it.
But, you know, I guess it is part of getting older, too. But, you know, people drift apart and, you know... But it's not always easy. You're gonna have people who, when they really are in need, it's gonna feel like the weight of the world is on their shoulders and nobody's there for them.
I think people just have their own things that they deal with. That even when you know them as closely as you think you may know them,
there's
just something that they hold on to that they can't shake, and it sometimes drives them to a point where they feel like their life has no value. And when sometimes with certain people, I mean, I think I talked about it a long time ago. There was a point where I was severely depressed, and this was right after my initial breakup with my now fiance.
Life turns around, man. You know,
it does. It does. And but that, there was a lot of times where I was in that mindset. Because I was so fucked up because of all the shit that had happened that I blamed myself, that I felt like there was nothing, there was nothing to hang on to. So like, what was the point? But like you said, it turns around.
Sometimes you also do need, you know, your people there, you know, in your corner for that. Cause otherwise, you know, sometimes you can't hang on, or sometimes you don't always, you know, even when you're going through that hard time, like you don't always realize like how much you're pushing people away. Like, I went through that when my dad got sick. Today is the anniversary of his passing, 4 years since he passed. But, you know, it's one of those things. Sometimes you do need people in your corner. So it is a tragedy. And anytime somebody does, you know, take their own life, it is a sad thing. You know, I was going to say though, on getting to some, you know, lighter notes and some storylines. News stories.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you ever feel depressed about your life, just remember you could be the teenager who died after a shark bit off his leg and penis in Brazil.
That's rough.
Yeah, José Ernesto da Silva was swimming in Brazil off the northeast coast, and a shark just came and bit off his leg and his dick. And he died. That's a fucking terrible way to go.
Honest question: if you lost your dick, is that enough for you to wanna die?
It would be pretty fucking bad, to be honest. I don't think I want to live without my dick. Would you?
Yeah,
live
I don't.
Without yours?
I don't think so. I think that
and
would
missing a leg and missing
well,
a leg.
Well, you know what? Considering what I saw this week, I don't even. I know for a fact that I would never want to lose my dick in any sort of awful way.
You saw, what was it? You watched the video on the E-Fucked, and for the first time you couldn't get through the video because it was, what was it?
No, I got through. I got through it.
You were never the same after that.
I just felt like I needed to. It was like the first time I've ever watched something at a computer and not like felt the need to keep clicking into something else. Mm-hmm. And it was more of like one of those moments where like, okay, I need to stop and walk away now.
So was this like a homemade... I didn't actually watch it because I just knew the context after you said it. What was it? Like somebody doing a homemade transsexual surgery?
So, yeah, it's one of these fucking psychopaths that's a fucking boy that, you know, says he's gender fluid or whatever and thinks he's a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I guess from the look of it, he probably couldn't afford the surgery or... you know, wasn't legally allowed to get the surgery or whatever fucking reason. So he basically created a tutorial on how to remove your own penis if you are gender fluid. and no longer want it. You see the basically what he did is he put like rubber bands around the balls in the shaft.
Oh, to like cut off the circulation.
He left it there until it turned black.
And I feel horrified thinking about this.
Yes, yeah, so then you see it's black, and at that point he takes a scalpel and starts to actually cut through it to remove it. And then he shoves like this tube in, I guess, so he can pee. I don't know how that works. I'm not a doctor, and I'm sure he's not either. But he shoves like this,
like in Miss March, Horse Dick Mpeg has that.
Yeah, it basically he creates like a little hole that looks like a vagina slit, and then like it's just pictures of him at gay pride parades, like with his vagina hole thing, and. You know, after the week of arguments about this whole movement,
because we had a friend who got it feels like a zombie apocalypse movie, doesn't it? Where like one of your friends get bit and becomes one of them.
but it's just like my whole argument has been that it's a form of mental illness. It's not biological. It's not a real biological thing. To claim this, and you can't sit. Here's the thing: is you go down this hole of watching these videos of all these people, and it's very clear if you're watching like without the goggles of like, oh, that's just people being weird.
Mm-hmm.
No, you can see there's something off about the type of people who are like you watch the videos on YouTube and you watch it's like you could see there's something not right, and I'm not talking about like physical thing where it's like, oh, this is clearly a girl that just tried, like, no, it's like you could see there's some kind of mental deficiency that they're dealing with, and all we're doing as a society is right now is enabling it and making it worse.
It's funny that you mention it, though. I don't know. Do you watch any of the Amazing Atheist videos on YouTube? Because he's
very rarely. I'm not a big fan of his. I've watched some of his stuff, but I'm most of the time I just don't care.
Yeah. So some of his I really like, and Jules showed me one where he was sort of rant, like you know how he sort of dissects other people's videos and rants on them.
Yeah.
He watched a transsexual video where somebody was claiming that basically, you know, you're bigoted if you don't want to date a trans person. And I saw like another like post somewhere, like, you know, out the side of my eye while looking for other stuff on the internet. Like, should you even tell somebody that you're trans? You know, do you even have to tell them, you know, and all this other stuff. And you know, this I think is interesting because I think that it goes to, you know, what you're attracted to versus what you're not. You know, it's, you know, look, sex is going to come into play. It's always going to come into play.
Right.
Regardless. So knowing that, you know, you having a dick makes it inconvenient for a man who is not attracted to dicks.
They don't understand. The problem is the people who are behind these kind of campaigns or this ideology have completely thrown basic biological necessities out the fucking window. Like it's did you see the post that's been going around about the How to Train Your Dragon, how people in the gay community are pissed because the dragons aren't gay?
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, because the dragon is a female dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently people are losing their minds in that community because they wanted the dragon to be a representation of the LGBT community.
This is
for what fucking reason? Because last I checked, animals only quote unquote love to mate.
you know, it is funny you do mention that though, because you know, as much as we mention Star Wars and porgs, you know how Julia and I make jokes about them. Apparently, like we saw a post, like an old post the other day. You know that there's two porgs sort of nudging on each other in the movie when they first show them? That they're both male porgs, because something like it's canon that the orange-eyed ones are all males, and the gray-eyed ones are all females. So since it's two orange ones nudging each other, they are gay porgs.
That is fascinating and horrifying at the same time.
Yeah, and somebody made a post like saying how glad they are that the Last Jedi has gay porgs. Like, and they were serious. They weren't joking. They weren't being sarcastic. This is one, well, like you said, one of these people who is like militant LGBTQ, that we have to have representation in every single fucking movie known to man, which I don't agree with. The way I feel is that if the author isn't making characters gay, that's fine. Now, there's nothing wrong with being gay or being lesbian, but we don't need to fill a fucking quota on anything. You know, we're not living in 1990 where there were only like two shows that allowed homosexuality, is what I'm saying. So I mean, why is it such a big deal? Like with Black Panther, remember they said there wasn't any LGBT in Black Panther. Well, so the fuck what? You've got like 90 other fucking movies that came out this year that have gay representation. You're really stressing like this one fucking movie not having a gay couple in it? Why? Is it really bothering you that much that there's no gay couple in Black Panther to the point that you don't enjoy the movie or that you can't watch the movie? That doesn't make sense.
You know the thing is with that bullshit, if you're watching a movie, unless everyone's fucking, does it really matter?
Oh God.
Like, what if do you really need to know about the character's sex life off screen? Like, if that's irrelevant to the movie, like, unless it's going to change the plot in some significant way, what the fuck is the point?
I just don't understand the big deal about it. But you know, I guess we could go into this topic. Speaking of homosexuality. Now, apparently, remember that whole gay cake controversy?
Yeah.
So, apparently, the courts ruled with the bakery that, okay, they have the right to refuse service to anyone. And then it was also ruled by a court that, you know, since you can refuse service to anyone, that you know, a bar doesn't have to serve you if you're wearing a Make America Great Again, you know, Donald Trump hat and they're not happy with you.
We talked about this, you know, on our own earlier in the week, and my opinion of that whole situation is you have to either be for the whole idea of a business being able to decide who and who they don't want to serve, or you have to be against it. You can't be for one because it's gay, it's a gay issue, and against the other. You know what I mean? It's weird. Like, and that's what I was seeing a lot of, is like the same type of people who were all pissed off about the bakery,
about the
not
cake, were mad about,
it seems to me like political ideology is the only thing that's okay for people to be biased against these days. Well, like if you're on a disagreeing side of an argument, some reason being biased towards your opinion, or actually like treating you, I almost want to come up with I want to say politicist, because essentially it becomes the same thing as a
racist. It's only based on politics, you know. It's racism but based on politics. You're saying politicist. Yeah, there should be I'm surprised, out of all the words that have been invented, that hasn't been invented yet. You better trademark it. You there, John? I can't hear you, so what happened? Are you saying anything at all? You're not coming through. I can't hear you. Let me see. And it's not my mic. Everything is still plugged in, all the monitoring. Let me call him back. Maybe we lost connection again. That is so weird. Damn. The fuck? Oh. Says he's not online. This happened last week, but it was because a transformer blew up in the middle of New York. So now I'm wondering what blew up and where to cause this to happen, if anything blew up at all. Did something blow up again? I heard you, then you disappeared. Let me see. So I'm waiting for John to get back, and then, you know, I guess... Oh, there he is. All right.
I guess you lost me in the middle of that rant, so I'm not
going to... Yeah. Well, what I said was politicist. Out of all the words that, you know, have been created, I'm surprised that hasn't been created yet. And, you know, I think you should trademark it and charge people to use it.
I'll get right on that, actually.
No, you know what, though? But you bring up a good point. I was telling Jules this yesterday. Like, she was telling me about, you know, some people she knows who are, you know, pro-Trump. And, you know, I told her it's almost like we're a secret society because we're forced to be. Because if we come right out and say we're pro-Trump, you know, somebody's going to, like, punch you in the face, or they're going to yell at you, or they're going to snap. And it doesn't matter. Like, the election was, like, 2 years ago, and things are not terribly bad. I mean, Trump is doing a really good job with the economy and everything, and nobody ever says... But you know, fuck you, man, I'm so fucking pissed off! Like, why? What did anybody do to you? What did I do to you? All I did was you know that I voted opposite of you. So why are you so mad about it? You know, it is to the point that these tantrums are ridiculous. And it is the point where, John, you and I know people who voted Trump, who are pro-Trump, who suddenly, you know, they get involved with somebody who's anti, and they pretend to be anti. Even though, you know, all of a sudden, like, all their opinions go out the window. They put on the fucking I'm with her t-shirt and pretend that they're with her, and it's like, no, you're not, you know. But you're worried about appeasing people at this point.
Yeah, that's a strange line to cross, isn't it? When you start changing your ideology based on who you're dating, it's a very strange thing.
Let's talk about that for a second without throwing anybody under the bus. But let's throw this out there. Corrine does not agree with you on everything, right?
Absolutely not.
There are some things you two are polar opposites about philosophically in some ways, you would say.
Right. You know, like, I believe that Hitler might have had a point and she's Jewish, so.
Oh my God. I did not know that. That's a new one for me. Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't, you know, agree with everything.
Let me rephrase. I mean that in the way of, like, Hitler was like Thanos. He knew that eventually the world would get too overcrowded and was trying to stop that from happening. But he just decided to pick one group of people instead of doing something a little bit more fair. That's where Hitler went wrong. He should have just been a little bit more diverse with who he was selecting. But
oh, my God. I've always, you know, sort of, you know, told Julia, you know, there's things that we agree on. There's things that we're slightly, you know, different on. You know, I mean, we have a lot of common ground. But on the things that we're not, you know, common ground about, I don't like see it as a detriment. I'm glad. Somebody's going to bring more to your life if they're willing to disagree with you than if they conform to everything you say or do. My first serious relationship years and years and years and years ago, you know, she tried to get me to conform to her way of thinking. And that was a really unhealthy, toxic relationship for me. I had low self-esteem. I dated that person on and off for about 6 years. And, you know, eventually I said, you know what? Fuck this. I don't want this in my life. This is nothing but fucking, you know, bullshit. And it's holding me back. It's holding back, you know, the very nature of who I am. You know, I'm not getting anything out of this except for feeling really bad about myself and being forced to apologize for things that I'm not really sorry about. You know, and you can't live like that. You gotta, you know, be with somebody who accepts you for you, including the fact that that you're gonna not always, you know, you're gonna have some differences. And, you know, truth is, you're gonna have some arguments, you know, once in a while. And arguing fucking sucks. But you know what? You work through it like a fucking adult. You know, you're not gonna bat 1,000 every time, no matter, you know, how much you care about somebody. So, you know, I think that the fact that, and it is scary that there are these, like, you know, I call them, like, Hillary face huggers. Like, you know, the alien face huggers, and they're laying, like, the fucking feminist baby eggs inside of your mouth. The soy mm-hmm. boy eggs. You know?
Soy boy eggs.
Yeah, like, you know, it's like Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Like, these liberals, they get their hooks in you. They lay soy boy eggs in you. And then next thing you know, like these people you know are being replaced. They're body snatched by, like,
oh my
soy
God.
Versions of themselves. You know? Oh, God. Suddenly they're going to the Starbucks courses to be trained about their racism. Do you hear the guy from Starbucks step down because he might be looking to run against Trump in 2020?
I did, and...
Like, who fuck even knows him by name?
The Starbucks guy, yes. I want the guy who okayed homeless people shitting and shooting heroin up in their bathrooms to run for president. That's the guy. The guy who thought that was a good idea.
So I got to mention, you know, I was watching some new stuff on TV. I was watching, you know, because again, we talked about Hulu earlier. I watched Chance, which I thought was a decent show for the two seasons that it was on. It stars Hugh Laurie, and it's kind of like a psychological thriller. Have you seen that?
I have not.
Pretty decent. You know, where he starts, like, you know, going after people who caused, you know, the psychological trauma of his patients. And it's kind of an interesting show. But, you know, the show that I've been watching and laughing my ass off about, 60 Days In, which is a reality TV show on A&E. Have you watched any of that? Are you familiar with 60 Days
No,
In?
No, I'm not.
It is, they literally get people who have never been to jail, never had a record, never done anything. And you're going to go to jail for 60 days. And, you know, the idea is, you know, because, you know, the Department of Corrections has corruption in it. You know, that this is their way to get an unbiased assessment about what's going on inside the prison system. Mm. You know, but they have reality TV rooted into it. And it's just hilarious to watch, you know, like, certain people, you know... Okay, if you were to do, like, 2 months in jail, like, you have common sense enough to, like, you know, avoid, you know, certain conversations, avoid this, avoid that. But it's amazing how many people just have no fucking ability to sort of have the common sense. Like they sent this really liberal teacher in, and he's like, I want to help these people. I want to help rehabilitate these people. And he's trying to buy them books, and he's all like, you know, what's up? I am down with you. And, like... You know, trying to put his feet up on tables and shit. I'm like, this dude is gonna get fucking murdered, and I want to see when it happens. That's amazing to me.
That's what I would want a version of with Jared Fogle.
Oh God, what would that be? You know, Subway 6 inches in.
Actually, Martin Shkreli version that would be really good too.
Oh my God.
Just watching him crying at the shit kicked out of him.
Oh, God. It's just funny because, you know, like, they actually show, like, you know, because they got, like, advanced cameras in the cell block, and they show, like, the other inmates talking about, you know, that dude is weird. There's something up with him. We're going to fuck him tonight if we, you know, if we get the chance. Like, he literally got sent to solitary to avoid getting raped because they were going to, like, all take turns raping him because he annoyed the shit. Oh, God. But it ends up being actually funny to me because I have a warped fucking sense of humor. It's probably not supposed to be funny to people, but to me, it's like, holy shit. And there's not much reality TV that I enjoy, but that show I'm actually finding myself enjoying. Speaking of rapists, Willy Wonka reboot.
Oh, that's not at all where I thought you were going with that.
So the short list of people, they're rebooting Willy Wonka again, and they're looking at three names.
Why?
Right now.
By the way, why are we going to do it for a third time?
I don't understand, like, rebooting on top of rebooting. And the thing is, you know, maybe I'm biased, but, you know, I'm old school and I like the original Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. You know, Gene Wilder played the role perfectly. It's a classic. It's one of those movies that I think has aged very fucking well. Like, you
oh yeah, it's timeless. It's timeless because
you can show your kids the fucking movie. You don't have to show them the Johnny Depp version of the fucking movie. Show them the fucking original fucking movie. You know?
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, I don't have a fondness with like the book itself. My fondness is more for the movie. Mm-hmm. But they really haven't made a version that's like, if you're going to redo it again, mm-hmm. I guess stick closer to the book than just remaking the same movie again. I don't really get the point of
it was
remaking
like Johnny Depp
Willy
cosplaying
Wonka
as Michael Jackson that last
yeah,
time.
Well,
really
that's,
weird.
Yeah.
It's not comfortable.
It's a very weird movie.
Well, you know, it's about to get weirder because the short list of people they're looking at to play Wonka: Ezra Miller, Ryan Gosling, and the guy who's probably going to get the part, let's face it, Donald Glover.
Oh, the, you know what? If they're going to use Donald Glover, then they need to update it in a very different way. What they need to do
chocolate, is... They need to rename it Chocolate in the Willy Wonka Factory.
All right, that's one way. That's one way to do it. I was going to suggest, well, what you do is you set it in 1920s Detroit. And there's a you make it the chocolate factory in Detroit instead of in the, somewhere in you know the UK, and basically it's all inner city kids that end up at this factory with Willy Wonka, you know very poor black kids, and then they can be killed off one by one, and
oh,
and then we'll watch the world scream racism as a bunch of black children are murdered in horrific. Is in a candy factory. Meanwhile, it's completely accurate
wait,
to the source material.
You know what they'll do if they make it? If they do like social justice Willy Wonka, they're gonna make all the Oompa Loompas who are orange have Trump haircuts. They're all gonna be fucking.
Oh no! I was gonna say the Oompa Loompas will be the white people because we'll inverse. We'll make that the black guy is the slave master basically.
Oh god! Like I said, there's a lot of black guys who have that fetish, I guess, which is kind of awkward. You know,
like, I mean, how do you take that story and put a black guy in that role? Because essentially, Willy Wonka was a slave owner.
Yeah,
you know, it's just yeah, you're asking for trouble.
Oh God, you know, speaking of people who celebrities and you know and Trump and all that shit, have you like actually seen a recent photo of Rosie O'Donnell?
Yeah, she looks horrible.
I mean, dude, this Trump presidency is going to kill her. Like, she is, like, withered away. Like, literally, there's a picture of her. And she's, like, withered. Like, I mean, just, like, she looks unwell. She looks like she has cancer or something. I'm not making that up.
No, she looks like she aged, like, 20 years overnight. It's crazy.
And she aged 20 years in two, and that's just from the Trump presidency. Like, you think she's... And, you know, if you've read her tweets or anything like that, like, she's one of... I mean, she's obviously anti-Trump. She's hated him since forever.
Yeah.
But, I mean, dude, she is not going to make it 8 years. Do you think she dies before the Trump presidency is over? Does she die in the first term, or does she die in the second term? Like, I don't even think it's a matter of if she's going to live or not. I think she's going to die. It's just which term is she going to die in?
Well, it all depends on whether or not we get through it into a second term, which should
really
be interesting this week. You know what's happening to, this week, right? The Trump-Kim Jong meeting's happening.
Oh, wow. I didn't even pay attention to that.
Yeah, it's happening this week, and it's going to be fucking interesting, man. If Trump gets North Korea to disarm nuclear, like, he's already had a better presidency than Obama.
I think he's already had a better presidency than Obama.
I mean, Obama didn't really do much that he didn't force people into, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
he got the healthcare thing, but, like, that wasn't really a thing that people wanted, so I don't know if that's really a victory.
It screwed a lot of people over. It screwed me over. It
screwed me over, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, almost everybody I know has been screwed by it. It didn't actually help anybody. Like, I've never met somebody that was actually, like, happy about it. Like,
for good reasons. It's a terrible policy.
Oh, man. It is definitely terrible. But, yeah, I mean, you know, repealing and replacing Obamacare, I mean, that's something, you know, I really just want it fully gone because, I mean, they screw you so fucking bad over it, man.
Yeah, it's a middle class that policy is fucking horrendous. It does nothing but hurt.
Yeah, yeah. So, Speaking of people being offended by everything, GameStop apparently made a mean tweet and had to apologize because somebody asked if Madden 19 will have a Battle Royal mode, and GameStop said, if it does, we got dibs on Ray Rice.
Which was fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Now, Ray Rice, of course, one of many football players who has a problem with domestic violence, seemingly. But, you know, obviously everyone went insane on GameStop after this. How dare you,
make an apology.
Politically incorrect joke, and you have to make the apology. And, you know, at this point, you know, when you strong arm an apology out of somebody, is it really even an apology? So what the fuck is the point?
No, it's not. And the thing is, it's dark humor. Like, you know where that's coming from. And that's why it's funny, because the fucking one guy who is at this point known for beating people up, regardless of gender, he's known for beating them up.
Seinfeld said, a couple of years back, that the college campus and this I'm offended, I'm triggered thing is destroying comedy. And he's absolutely right. And, you know, you never, it's weird because you never hear about that interview, but he hit the nail on the head with a bunch of stuff. And you would think, like, somebody like Jerry Seinfeld, who's pretty prominent, you would hear about what he said. But, you know, he actually had a very, like, strong look at it about the whole, you know, the political correctness is going to kill comedy because, you know, everything you say is going to be, you know, is going to be offensive to someone and they're going to demand you apologize for it. How do you apologize for trying to make people laugh?
I think majority of people did laugh at that joke. I think it's very, very small minority who are upset by it. And the thing is, then if you went through the comment thread, there was people demanding that whoever wrote it be fired. And I'm like, come the fuck on. Like, you don't cost somebody their job because they made a joke that you didn't agree with.
Yeah, exactly. It's sad that that's sort of where we're getting at with all of this. But here's the other thing about it that gets me is, like, you know, why do everyone have to be... You know, if you're offended by something like on Twitter, then just unfollow the fucking account.
Yeah.
That's really
all you have to do. There's two buttons. There's block, mute, and actually block and mute both do the same thing.
And unfollow. And unfollow if you're following already. So I don't understand that, but so this was a big story this week, is Miss America ditching the swimsuit competition they will not judge on looks, only personality, they're saying.
Yeah, that's gonna work out just fine.
Well, you know what, I feel like, nope, look, from a Miss America standpoint, like, I don't watch it to begin with, but I do feel like it's weird, because when you think about, like, a pageant, any pageant, I'm not talking about just Miss America, but, you know, there's categories based on physical, and there's categories based on, you know, mental, you know, because the whole idea is to be the most well-rounded person. You don't have, look, to win, you don't have to be the prettiest, you know, and you don't have to, you know, you have to be the most well-rounded is what I'm saying. You know, like, because you have to be able to wow in all those categories.
Right.
You know, I'm not saying you have to be the best, but, you know, people generally, I think generally people don't strive to be the best looking, but the most well-rounded, you know, in terms of everything. So, but when you take when you say, okay, we're not going to judge the beauty pageant part of it anymore, it kind of comes off a little bit awkward. You know, is this now just basically a game show?
It's a bad America's Got Talent now.
You know, but here's,
because it's been proven time and time again in those mm-hmm. like in those videos that go viral. These girls aren't generally the brightest girl. Like, their entire purpose in life is basically to look hot and get a guy because they're hot and marry rich. Like, that's basically their entire gimmick in life.
My issue with it isn't the banning of the looks thing in the pageant. My issue with it is that, just like the Boy Scouts thing, it's another double standard. So now, does this mean that all male competitions should not be based on looks or muscular strength, like Miss Mr. Universe pageants and whatnot? You know, because I don't see anybody saying that we have to take out the bodybuilding out of these things. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I've always, again, like we talked about the gay cakes versus the Trump hats. You know, I think that you you know, reserve the right to refuse service to anybody as a business. But you know, if let's say I'm a gay couple, and you don't want to bake a cake for me, why would I want to give you my money to begin with? If I'm a Trump supporter and you don't want me in there, why would I want to give you my money to begin with? So if you don't want me in there, fine, fuck you. It's your loss. My money's not great enough for you. But, you know, again, it's one of those things we need to have consistency with. If you're going to do it for the women, you got to do it for the men. You can't just, right. You can't just say, okay, well, women are being objectified. Like BuzzFeed is really guilty of this. BuzzFeed is guilty of, they'll tell you that something in a movie is like sexist. Or like example, looking at Lara Croft is sexist, right? And then in the next post they make, hey, here's Jake Gyllenhaal's bulge in his new movie. So you're telling me that men are sexist anytime that we look at anything that has a woman on it or in it whatsoever. But, you know, we're going to post pictures of bulges and admire, you know, the size of celebrities' cocks. Like, you're objectifying the males the same way.
Because it's okay to objectify a man. It's because we've been the one objectifying for so long. Now it's only right that they get a turn.
See, I've always felt that was the biggest pile of the crock of bullshit that people use.
Oh, it is bullshit.
The whole, because I didn't have the right in 1880. Well, you know what? You weren't alive in 1880, whatever. Shut the fuck up. We were slaves. No, you were not a slave. You grew up in a fucking house the same way I did. Shut the fuck up. Like, I don't understand this attitude that, like, everything is sexist. Everything is racist. Everything is offensive. No, it's not. Chill out.
We was Kangs.
We was Kangs. Oh, my God.
Oh god.
I mean, it should be equal, you know, like if you're going to go for equality, it's got to be equal on all fucking sides.
Right.
You know?
No, I absolutely agree.
You know, and so that's my only problem with it. You want to take out the beauty pageant part of it, more power to you. But you know what? You're going to start taking that out of male pageants too then. That's just the way that it should be. It's got to be, you know, it's got to be consistent. Consistency is important.
You know what's actually funny is I saw on my timeline today someone posted, it was just like a general meme. It was like, if we're gonna accept dad bods now, can we lower the standard for women so I can enjoy beer and food too? And I'm like, all right, I get that too, because obviously like that's become a weird thing, which I don't generally understand why that's suddenly a thing, but I can get that aspect of like, hey, let's lower the standard of what's attractive, if we're gonna say men are attractive for looking fat and bloated, and you know, women have to still be basically like Barbie dolls. No one's saying that women have to be fucking Barbie dolls, but like you get to a point where it's like average, and then it becomes like disgusting.
Yeah,
like nobody wants to look at that. Like when you get to a weight where you're, and this goes for men and women, you get to a weight where physically you are not what society or people in general would consider attractive. So you have to deal with that on your own. Like that's not society's problem to solve for you. That's like your problem to deal with. If you let yourself go that far, you have to deal with it. Like I've been trying to lose about 25 pounds for like the last 2 or 3 months, because yeah. I got up to 190. I'm 5'7". I was at 190. That those two things don't go together, and yeah. I know that. So you know what I try to do, I go to the gym 3 times a week for and have been heavily dieting and to drop the weight because I want to be somewhat average more than obese.
Yeah, no, I mean, I get it. I've lost a lot of weight, you know, over the past couple months myself, you know. You know, I mean, I don't see the appeal of exactly like dad bod in like in that mainstream appeal of, you know, you need to, you know, I don't want to look like my father did when he was like 40. You know, like, and that's what a dad bod basically is. I want to look a little bit better than that. I think I look, you know, all right. But, you know, I mean, you know, I don't understand why we, you know, the whole thing about body positive and whatnot is, you know, be comfortable in your own skin. It doesn't mean be comfortable in your own skin to the point where everybody else has to be comfortable with you too. And I think that's where the big problem with the whole body positive movement lies. You know, you know, it's like Trigglypuff and, you know, Trigglypuff and the whole fat, what is it? I remember reading she does college courses on body positivity and fat acceptance. Here's the thing. It's not about fat acceptance. I don't have to accept, you know, that you're 800 fucking pounds. All right. But if you're happy being your size, then by all means, be your size and do what you do. And if you're happy with it, you know, more power to you. But, you know, me personally, I don't want to fuck you. I mean, but there's this whole, well, that makes you not accepting of fat people. Like, what was it, that weird post that really obese woman said that, you're raping me by not having sex with me? Do you remember that?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Like, how is that a thing?
Because we let it. That's why. Because we let it become a thing.
Like, I don't understand this. Like, when is it that we got to this point where, like, now you do see these posts where, like, trans people say, well, if you don't want to have sex with me, you're raping me. What? What the
doesn't
hell?
That pretty much goes against what rape is.
Yeah, like, I don't understand the logic. Oh, you posted that one weird fucking post. There's a candidate in Virginia that he's a fucking pedophile. Larson.
God, yeah, you gotta read at least the first couple paragraphs of that story, because it just hit just before we went on, and holy shit, is it fucking bizarre.
Nathan Larson, a 37-year-old accountant from Charlottesville, Virginia, is running for Congress as an independent candidate in his native state. He is also a pedophile, as he admitted to Huffington Post Thursday, who bragged about raping his late ex-wife. He confirmed that the now-defunct websites, I don't know these URLs, but...
I wouldn't. Yeah, let's not read the URLs for the pedophile websites.
Yeah, chat rooms that served for pedophiles and misogynists. HuffPost contacted Larson. A lot of people are okay. So his excuse on the phone, he was open about his pedophilia and unfazed, and he says a lot of people are tired of political correctness and being constrained by it. People prefer when it's an outsider who doesn't have anything to lose and is willing to say what's on a lot of people's minds. So he's an independent candidate. He is not supported by the Republican Party. He is not supported by the Democratic Party. He's just supported by NAMBLA.
Basically.
He is a NAMBLA man. He is the NAMBLA candidate. This is the fucking weirdest shit that I've seen.
But it gets weirder as because I'm gonna pick up where you left off.
Yeah.
When asked whether he's a pedophile or just writes about pedophilia, he said it's a mix of both. When people go over the top, there's a grain of truth to what they say. Asked whether there was a grain of truth in his essay about a father-daughter incest and another about raping his ex-wife repeatedly, he said yes, offering that plenty of women have rape fantasies. According to Larson's campaign manifesto, his platform as a quasi neo-reactionary libertarian candidate includes protecting gun ownership rights, establishing free trade, and protecting benevolent white supremacy, as well as legalizing incestuous marriage and child pornography.
So he's also the Game of Thrones candidate.
Yeah. this gets good. In the manifesto, Larson called Nazi leader Adolf Hitler a white supremacist hero. He urged Congress to repeal the Violence Against Women Act, adding, "We need to switch to a system that classifies women as property, initially of their fathers and later of their husbands." He also showed he also showed sympathy for men who identify as involuntary celibates or incels, suggesting that it is unfair that they are forced to pay taxes for schools, welfare, and other support for other men's children.
What the? You know how bad whoever wrote this on the Huffington Post really wanted to, like, lie and say he's a conservative?
Oh, yeah.
You know that their fingers were itching, like they were twitching, like they were literally in pain that they could not label this guy as a conservative.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. It just keeps getting better. Let me just read this is one of his posts on this message board. I'm going to read it to you. "I just want to bang my daughter. Actually, but even if it were legal, I'm not sure it would happen since I don't have custody. After sex with kids is legalized, parents or other guardians will still be gatekeepers to some extent, and a lot of them will want to bang their own kids and not share with others. I think that to get with girls, whether they're young or old, you'll usually need to charm and or money. That's especially true if you're trying to get with more attractive girls. Once sex with kids is legalized, I imagine the competition to get in their pants will be fierce."
What the fuck is this guy fucking smoking? Oh my God.
Oh my God, I just gotta keep reading because it gets better.
This guy is running for Congress? He needs to be in a fucking mental home.
As Lysander on, I'm not going to read the website, a forum for suicidal pedophiles, Larson wrote numerous posts endorsing child rape and other forms of sexual abuse, such as, "Why doesn't every pedo just focus on making money so they can get a pedo wife and then either impregnate her with some fuck toys or adopt some fuck toys?" I'm guessing fuck toys is a child.
Why is this guy not in prison?
"That would accommodate both those who are and aren't into incest. And of course, the adoption process lets you pick a boy or girl." Oh my God. Oh my God. Now he's going into adopting kids to fuck.
How is he not in jail? How is this guy not under investigation for something right now?
Oh, well, there might be. Hang on a second. Larson has a 3-year-old daughter who lives with relatives. He told HuffPost that he relinquished his parental rights during a custody battle. His ex-wife got a court-ordered restraining order, no shit, against him in 2015 before committing suicide. Oh, so his ex-wife killed herself. That's cool. He has since remarried, and he says he is now living in Catlett, Virginia. Larson used the moniker Leucostis, I don't even know what the fuck that says, a forum for incels who are pedophiles that was removed this week after the website Babe contacted the domain host. There he identified as a hebephilic rapist, noting that he's not a typical incel because he'd have sex by raping his ex-wife. Okay. I found that he's got there. They have another post here. I'm going to read in a second.
Oh, no.
According to the site, which HuffPost viewed before it was taken down, Incelpocalypse refers to the day we make jailbaits our rape slaves. The term jailbait is slang for a person who's under legal age. And then there's a post here. The subject is, "Here's how to psych yourself up to feel entitled to rape."
Wow. Okay. Well, I don't think he's going to win for public office. I really hope he's not going
to.
Yeah,
something tells me he's probably he's not going to win the race. But let's just read this here. I got to zoom in here. Okay. "Some men ask, how am I supposed to rape a girl? I don't even feel I deserve it because I'm so ugly. Men like me should just accept celibacy rather than passing on our genes. Isn't it convenient that men who get pussy have done whatever they could to condition you to think that way? It's almost as though they're just trying to mindfuck you so they can get all the pussy for themselves. Yet, are they being any more respectful to females than you are?
Oh my god. You know, for the first time, I feel like I'm at a loss and want to throw up at a story, because this dude is just fucked up in a way that I've never.
Yeah, this is a new one, so that's why.
Just hearing you read it is uncomfortable, is what I'm saying. It's that bad. Like, it's weird because the further down the rabbit hole you go with this guy, the worse he fucking gets.
It does. It's like, amazing.
He's like a fucking hangman's noose digitally. You're hanging yourself on the internet because you're reading this and you're just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's basic. And the fact that it's like legitimate and it's not like an Onion article makes it so much better because they have the post.
I really like, I mean, it takes a lot for me to be like, oh, hold on there, buddy. But this is just, just really, I mean, it's hard. It's uncomfortable. It's really uncomfortable to hear anybody talk like that.
Right. And, so that's why I got to keep going.
Oh, God, no.
Remember the lyric from Toasty Roasties? If you want a virgin girl, it's misogyny.
Oh, no, no.
But Chad choking them out is sexually free. Of course, if you were attractive, you wouldn't need to rape a girl, because she would just willingly open her legs to you. It's just it's like how if Jean Valjean had a million francs, he wouldn't have had any excuse to break a bakery window and steal a loaf of bread. It's necessity that gives you the excuse. And who created the necessity? Society. By allowing the Chads to hoard all the girls.
Oh,
the
no.
Chads.
Anyway.
Hold on. Let me finish the post at least.
Oh, no.
So if you can establish that you need that your needs should take priority over Chad's desires, then you should have established a valid claim to rape at least some girl or another. But why stop there? Why not establish a claim to rape any and all girls? Why not supplant Chad, rather than merely dethroning him to establish an egalitarian system? Egalitarianism has never been proven to be a stable system.
How long is this fucking post?
It's almost over. Hierarchies are better suited to a species of individuals with unequal merit, who need incentives to strive for greatness. Hierarchies reflect the fact that humans naturally divide themselves into leaders and followers due to the need for division of labor. And because some of the individuals have more initiative, boldness, and other leadership qualities than others. Pussy is just another reward that's available for men to obtain if they take risks that pay off, rather than taking the safe route. If there weren't a disproportionate amount of reward for taking risk, i.e. getting more pussy than other men, then no one would ever bother to take risk and humanity would just be stagnant.
Okay, so this guy, I've had enough of this guy. This
yeah,
guy
that's the last. That's the last post that's up.
So while you were reading that uncomfortable thing and I was trying not to vomit, I was looking at Facebook Marketplace, which has become my new, you know, it's the new Craigslist in so many ways, but it's just fun because, I mean, like I've told you, you find these ridiculous products that you have no idea how they're being sold or why they're being sold, because there's just got to be something not right. Like, I literally found a post about adult drinks. So, first of all, I'm surprised Facebook's allowing it because, you know, I'm surprised, like, somebody, you know, under the age of 21 isn't trying to contact these people and get the adult drinks, right? But then, secondly, like, you look through, like, first of all, would you really trust some random stranger to buy frozen adult drinks that they mix themselves and put in their refrigerator? I mean, you have no idea what they put in there. You have no idea what alcohol they used. You have no idea what else they could have put in there. They could have put drugs. They could put cocaine in there for all you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the thing that I thought was funny was that this woman took a picture, I guess, of somebody who bought the drinks from her, bragging about how they're already drunk. And it's a picture of them drinking the drink in public in broad daylight outside a Food Depot. Like, that's just classy.
Fuck is a Food Depot?
It's a really crappy supermarket.
Huh. Okay, then.
So,
that's a thing that exists.
Somebody posted a random picture of a drawing of a bird crying, and it just said free, and it was just sad face emojis. And I'm not sure what they're even selling.
Free bird.
Free sad bird. Free sad bird that's crying. It's a picture of a crying bird. And then it's nothing but crying emojis in the description. And it doesn't say what it is. It's just crying emojis all throughout. Like, is this person just selling sadness? It's just really weird. There's a lot of weird stuff on Facebook Marketplace.
Very much so.
I feel like, you know, the other thing about it is that I don't trust the people selling it. Like, I feel like you would go to one of these things and actually fucking get murdered. Like, and then, you know, how do you trust food prepared by, like, some of these other people? Like, if you were selling food, wouldn't you have, like, a food truck or a food cart or a restaurant? Like...
I mean, if you were being legit about it, probably.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. But how do you look, how do you know they're not drugging the food? They're not putting, like, LSD in the food or you know, like, you know, shards of glass or fucking AIDS. Like, why would you even buy food on Facebook Marketplace? What person says, you know what, I'm hungry, I'm gonna go on Facebook Marketplace to buy dinner? No, go to a fucking store and buy food.
I mean, to be fair, you can get a cure for AIDS now, like in a day. So,
what? What the fuck is that?
Oh, I only learned about this recently. So apparently, if you're infected with AIDS, as long as you know about it within the first 72 hours, you can basically go you can get certain kind of pills that will, like, basically neutralize it in your system.
Wow. So that's why we don't hear a whole lot about the AIDS epidemic anymore.
Pretty much, yeah.
So. You know, but here's another one I got to tell you on Facebook Marketplace that's creepy. You know, I live in Georgia, and I live in Atlanta, so it's very black here. So a lot of the ads are for, like, weave, get your hair did, and get your nails did. And you literally see a lot of black women with, like, really sharp Freddy Krueger or Curly Fry fingernails. And they can do this to your hand if you'd like.
They can do this to your hand?
Yeah, like they could get you them Freddy Krueger nails.
Oh. Like those Like for a while? Okay.
Like Shanae from Martin nails?
Yes.
Yeah. God.
There's a fucking reference. I heard a rumor that they were bringing back Martin.
Well, Martin Lawrence probably doesn't have anything else left to do in his career.
Well, I think he's doing a Bad Boys sequel, but after that, I mean, he'll be pretty free.
That's so sad. That is so sad. Let me tell you something. My friend Curtis is the only person who loves Bad Boys enough to give a shit about a Bad Boys sequel in 2018.
I like the second one. Am I the only one?
You actually did?
I did like the second one.
Wow. You and Curtis could be the only two to hang out and watch the third one, then. Because I only cared about the first one. I never watched anything after that.
You just like it because of Taya Leone, let's be honest.
I forgot she existed.
I think
she's
so.
She's one of those actresses who disappeared. She's one of those actresses who disappeared.
Yeah. Yeah, she...
Folding wheelchair free on Facebook Marketplace. Free to someone who needs it. Has a little wear and tear, but works great. It is medium-sized and was my grandma's. Now I just want someone to have it that needs it. Well, that's kind of sad. I have my grandma's wheelchair downstairs, too.
Why?
Because she passed away here. Well, you know.
But why did you keep the wheelchair?
Probably because one of my parents is going to need it one day. The parents are still alive.
I mean, just to me, it'd be like a ghost wheelchair where I'd be afraid to, like, keep it in the house.
And also, I received word that my grandmother may be moving in with me. Which, this is really, my other grandma, now this is really uncomfortable, and, you know, dealing with Hispanic families, she told me the last time she saw me that I was gordo. So, and she always tells me I'm looking fat, right? So, I'm about 6'1 and a half, and about maybe 205 pounds. which isn't bad. You know, I've got, you know, a sort of stocky upper build, but I'm not like fat. I'm not like sloppy like fat. I'm just like sort of, you know, I'm sort of chesty and I'm, you know, have broad shoulders. Now, most of the men on my mom's side of the family are like those skinny, like Tommy Davidson, like really skinny guys. You know, like you have that naturally skinny frame. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about? The ones where you're like naturally built like a crackhead?
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
You're not on crack, but you're built like a crackhead?
Right.
So no matter what I do, I will always be considered Gordo to her. Even though I'm like average.
I think there's basically like this idea now, if you're not wearing skinny jeans, that you're fat. If you can't fit into skinny jeans, that you're fat. I guess that's a thing. Like, I can never get into a pair of skinny jeans because my ass is too big, but I would also never try, so.
That would be really creepy to see you even attempt skinny jeans. I would be horrified.
I don't think my balls could fit in skinny jeans.
Well, they would have nowhere to go. Watched where your balls would have no circulation and they'd be removed.
Okay, I just sent you an article about Facebook Marketplace. There's some good ones. Yeah, there's some good ones in here, but there's specifically one at number 7 that I want you to get to.
I gotta pull this up.
Yeah. Yeah, this is pretty good.
Hold on, I'm pulling up now. Oh my god, Facebook Marketplace going too far. And it's rare, by the way, that I ever click a BuzzFeed link that I actually, give a shit what's being said. Okay, so we've got A Starry Night for $20 that is bootleg as fuck. Somebody asking if it's an original.
Which is, by the way, a Vincent Van Gogh painting.
Yeah.
And someone's asking if it's an original for $20.
So, a guy actually posted drugs. Hit me up for details and info. Let's see.
But if you read the comment there, it's the local police department saying thanks for leaving your address in the photo.
Yeah, exactly. I saw that. When a breakup was justified. Let's see. Jesus Christ, Cherise, I'm sure glad we didn't start fucking. I'd have to break up with you based on your ugly couch choices. God damn, that's an ugly ass couch. Wow. So LG phone is not in the picture because I used it to take the photo, but it's that exact height, length, and width. And she's like hand modeling.
Yeah, she's holding her hand like in an L formation to try to give you like the idea of the size of the phone.
And somebody else does that like right underneath.
Yeah, I guess that's the thing that people do when they're too stupid to go get another camera.
Edible panties, only selling because I didn't know my boyfriend didn't like licorice. Fit size large, but you can eat around the waistband and retie smaller. Only worn once. It was only for an hour, plus I sprayed Febreze on them after. That kind of kills the bacteria, so... So, they wore this already, so it's been on her pussy already.
Yes. Yes.
And then she sprayed Febreze on it, which is not... doing any favor. So you are eating some random stranger's pussy and Febreze if you eat these panties. Never buying shit off Facebook again. Real talk, I'm about to cry. Motherfuckers done gave me a big flat ass board. So he thought a trash bag around the board was a TV.
It has like stickers on it. It has like fake TV stickers on it. It's a trash bag over a piece of wood.
He's fucking retarded, man. Let's see. $2 a gallon of gas in Faygo bottles and Crown bottles. When a seller couldn't do the math, for sale, $380 for both or $180 for each in perfect condition. Your math doesn't add up. You say $380 for both, but $180 is $360. They're arguing the math. Let's see. So, number 10. One-of-a-kind hand-drawn picture of Angelina Jolie. Only asking $50. Serious inquiries only. Looks like Caitlyn Jenner.
It does. Yeah, it has a very manly jaw.
Green chair for sale. It is a recliner. I'm asking up to $500 for it. Inbox me for offer. It is in great condition. It is very comfy. Selling because I have no room for it. And somebody replies, I want to pay you $5. It's like literally like a chair you'd buy at Walmart for $5.
Yeah, it looks gross. It like has like a stain on it.
$600 tanning bed. 16 bulbs, 30 minute bed. It costs $10.99. Only one person has ever tanned in it. It's being sold because she found out she has skin cancer. Why would you buy that?
Oh.
Oh, God. Pet eyebrows can be customized. Types include worried, happy, surprised, and on fleek. So this person will do your pet's eyebrows for you.
The photos are great, by the way.
Yeah, they have these pets look miserable.
It looks like he just drew like with magic marker on their heads.
Yeah, I know. Like the cat looks fucking pissed. Like the cat's ears are actually back. Like he's like, "What the fuck did you do to me?"
I never realized how funny animals with eyebrows is.
This guy was supposed to buy a washer for £150. He wanted to see it working and asked if he could do a load of laundry. After he finished, he said, let me go get my money, got in his car, and drove away with his clean clothes. Let's see. Oh my god, so this naked woman took pictures of a picture she was selling, and because her reflection was reflected in the pictures, you saw her naked body.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Wow, so Facebook Marketplace, yep, it's the new Craigslist. Have you actually bought anything on there yet?
I have sold stuff, but never bought anything.
Like, you haven't bought a bunch of Funkos on there or anything like that?
No, I don't trust people. I've sold stuff.
Look, obviously you wouldn't be able to trust people.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking at some of the shit that's on here, and I wouldn't buy any of this. Bag of plastic balls, $5. Oh, God. I mean, they're... What the fuck? 1979 strawberry shortcake doll for custom. Let's see. Can I share this with you? Like, it's just a random naked yellow doll. Like, it's really just kind of uncomfortable to see for a doll. Like, what the fuck?
Oh my god. What the fuck? That's creepy.
Yeah, like there's just something very uncomfortable about this post. It's just really like I don't know, like couldn't they like cover the doll's body or like find like a doll outfit to put on the thing? Did they have to like
sell it naked?
Yeah, it's just really awkward. That fucking politician you talked about is going to buy that.
Oh, yeah. That's totally up his alley. And probably going up his ass.
Fuck. I don't know, man. The world is the world gets weirder and fucking weirder. I don't know what to think about it. So, yeah, we're pretty much out of time for the night. I don't even know. So when is Kim Jong and Trump meeting? What day is that?
I think it might be tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's tomorrow that's happening.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be very interesting.
I'm interested to see the meltdown that happens afterwards by people if, you know, it goes very well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, people just don't want Trump to do well, which is sad.
I mean, this is pretty historic. It's the first time an American president has done this. Like, it's pretty historical.
Yeah, it should be regardless of how you feel about what president it is. You should be able to acknowledge, like, the accomplishment.
Yeah, but they won't. They'll admonish it and talk about how horrible he is for even meeting him and all these other things. So.
Yeah, but you know what? I'll say this: the one thing I love about Donald Trump being president, one of the things I love the most. It is just how much meme we get that's funny. I mean, we get a lot of funny memes from Donald Trump being president. I'm about to send you... Someone posted this on Instagram and it killed me. Like, somebody made a comic of Hillary Clinton hanging herself.
Oh my god.
And she's like, finally, peace. She just... The next panel is just her looking at the news. And the panel after that is her shoe falling off as she hangs herself. Like... We've had some of the most amazing memes and jokes because of this election, like, that I've ever seen in my life. That one is a good one.
Where did this come from? I need to know if there's more.
I don't know.
Oh my god, this is fantastic.
Oh god. Fucking Obama, man. Like, his legacy is just... Oh. There's a picture of Trump throwing his legacy in the trash. It's just great. Oh. Can you imagine the meltdown if after Trump is done, like, another conservative gets in after him? Like, Pence or somebody?
Oh, Jesus.
Can you imagine the fucking meltdown?
The country, yeah. We go to civil war. Like, actual civil war again.
Oh, man. God, we would win against the Trigglypuffs, though. Unless they're at the top of a hill and roll down and fall on us.
Just gotta kick their knees out. Make sure they can't walk. Shouldn't be that God. Hard.
It's like cow tipping.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking Trigglypuff. That thing still disturbs me. To this day that... Does it ever, like, bother you? Like, you ever look at some of this shit online and you just stop to think that person is walking the earth?
Oh, plenty of times.
Does it bother you that right now Trigglypuff exists somewhere on this earth?
It's pretty horrifying to think about it.
Oh, God. I am so, so glad that, you know... Like I said, that it's not any worse. Like, if Hillary had won, it'd be a lot worse. But, yeah, I'm just about wiped. I've had a rough fucking week myself. I've been spending time slaving over trying to get my pool clean. First world problems.
Yeah, you know, some of us don't have pools to clean. You know what I mean?
Well, you live in New York, man. It's like, it doesn't get as hot. It's like 95 degrees here all the time.
Doesn't mean weird. I don't want a pool.
Oh god. Yeah, I mean, I do enjoy swimming a lot. Like, that's you know what, you know, there's like, if a feminist like is listening to this, like, she's probably like raging about me having privilege and shit just for having a pool. Like do I have to give up my pool to like the poor black people down the street who don't have a pool?
I wish there was, like, so. And I don't. This is probably. I don't think those will get me into trouble. So there's a black family that moved in, maybe like a couple months ago during the winter. But their kids, and there's a ton of kids, like at least five. Mm-hmm. I've seen them playing in the dumpster. I've seen them. I've seen them like running around the neighborhood at like 12 o'clock at night, and I'm not talking like teenagers. I'm talking like 8 years old, like really young kids, and they're just running around by themselves like after midnight. I'm like, where, what, this is not where, parent your fucking kids, like, this
I
is
really
not okay. Like,
want to be
you're in a white
guy,
you're in a
I
white neighborhood, like, this is not okay.
I almost feel like the having the kids run around unsupervised like after midnight when they're like 7 to 8 years old and shit,
you should,
like, I feel like
totally, yes,
you would not be. I couldn't hold it against you if you called Child Protective Family Services on them. Because that's just asking for trouble. That's like asking for something to happen to one... For the kid's safety. It's not even me saying, you know, the kids are doing anything annoying. But, you know, if you're a parent and you have a bunch of little kids, you should probably be with them and not just let them run around all over the neighborhood, you know, at 12 at night, 1 in the morning. I feel like that's a reason for Child Services to step in. There's something not right.
Yeah.
You would not be at fault for calling.
Not at all. I shouldn't
of
be.
Of course, I say that, and you know, BuzzFeed and Vice would tell you to check your privilege and that you only did it because they're black.
Probably.
So let's throw the question out there. If they were white kids.
No, I'd still be annoyed. Yeah, I'd still
feel just as annoyed about them digging in the trash, running around unsupervised, you know, past midnight and shit like that.
It's just the thing is, there's not a lot of other kids in the neighborhood like of that age, mm-hmm. and you know, like in that kind of behavior is like almost accepted in other areas. But when you're in a middle class white neighborhood, when you get out the hood and move to a middle, like, that shit needs to stop. You need to control your fucking kid.
Look, I live in an area where it's mostly, you know, African American. But if I saw a bunch of kids running around here, you know, white or black, you know, unsupervised at, you know, 12, you know, 1 o'clock or like 8, 9 years old constantly, I would, you know, be like, you know what, somebody, you know, needs to call the cops or, you know, whatever. Because something is going on with that family that's not right.
Right.
I don't think that's right anywhere. It doesn't matter where you live. But, I mean, yeah, I would. Let's just put it this way. From what you're telling me, it's another Zimmerman case waiting to happen in your own neighborhood. You there? Did we lose you again? I think we lost John again. We lost you again. So I guess that's going to wrap it up for the evening. Thank you, everybody who listens to the show. Eventually, I need to make a website for the show and get some things. But we are out. So I would say good night and good ask. But, well, I guess it fits. I can still use good night and good ask because ask is part of the title for this. So good night and good ask. And I'm just going to play Cult of Personality to lead us out. So thank you, everybody. Have a good one.
Oh, my fucking modem, like, did something and dropped me.
Oh, yeah, I was about to end the show anyway, but I was about to say, you had a Zimmerman case waiting to happen in your neighborhood.
They're lucky I'm not allowed to own a firearm, because I live in New York, not for any other reasons.
Oh, God. Yeah, but, yeah, so we're about out of time, man, so, yeah, I guess try not to use knives. That's gonna be next, like in England.
Oh,
we're gonna ban whole knives.
Stabbing kids. Oh wait, what's worse, stabbing a kid or raping a kid? I think stabbing a kid is probably just as bad.
Oh man, do we really have to leave on that note? Is that note we're leaving on? I thought you were at least gonna go with the crippler crossface, but
coming up only what, another 2 weeks from the anniversary?
Yeah. Oh shit.
Yeah. Almost that time of year again.
Oh shit, June 24th, 2000
Yeah, this is it's 11th anniversary this year.
Oh god, I wish I had that clip like ready to play automatically, because it's so appropriate now that our boy EC3 got re-signed.
Oh man. Yeah, you could play it up in 2 weeks.
Oh,
you could find it somewhere.
No, I actually do have the clip saved on our YouTube channel.
Oh, that's great.
I am surprised that he hasn't emailed me, like, asking me to take it off YouTube. He didn't ask me to take it out of the original episode when it originally replayed. But in subsequent, like, you know, re-uploads, That clip is still there.
Good. It's fucking. It's one of the best moments that's ever happened of any fucking podcast. So there's no reason to take that shit out. Especially, he didn't bother doing the fucking show when we tried after the fact. So
yeah, that's true. So yeah. So anyway, I guess we are out. So I guess I'll just use good night and good ass because I don't have anything else to say. And I'm gonna lead us out with CM Punk's music because
sure, why not?
Because at least that way you'll hear it a second time. That, you know, because you won't hear it when he wins, because he doesn't win anything anymore. Oh man, I still can't help but laugh about the fact that he's a human punching bag now.
His face was beat to shit after that fight. It's worth watching just to watch him get slugged in the face over and over again. There's a highlight video going around on Facebook that you can watch. It's like a minute long. It's just him getting punched in the face the whole fight.
Wow. All right, man. Well, we are out. Thanks a lot, and have a good one, everyone.
Later.
Later. Look in my eyes. What do you see? The cult of personality. The cult of personality, the cult of personality.